The impression is that the American bishops were very focused on the single defining issue of American politics from a religious point of view, which is the abortion issue, which is a very important issue, of course, but their main concern was not about the election of the new president, if you want, but was about the future configuration of the Supreme Court. And so the candidate Trump, who promised to appoint anti-abortion judges, got the sympathy of the majority of U.S. bishops. Sadly, they overlooked, I don't think it was done on purpose, but they overlooked the deeply troubling rest of Trump's message in terms of a racial message, of international peace, cohesion, and of respect of democracy as process, as a set of values. So it's a divided church and it's a divided episcopate. And this is how the Catholic Church in the US approaches this very important moment of the beginning of the new presidency. The Catholic Church in the US is the single largest church and the most important. It's the most national church because it reaches every latitude, every state, every social status, every ethnicity, every culture. So it is a special responsibility, which I think it hasn't fulfilled completely during this last year.
How do you expect President Trump to try and reach out to this large Catholic community?
I think he will keep to the old playbook of promising anti-abortion appointments to the Supreme Court. And he has a very, very good opportunity because there's already one judge that must be reappointed. I think the Trump presidency will be unpredictable on so many levels because it will depend also on whether he will be the real president or if the vice president will play a big role, who's a former Catholic, by the way, who knows the religious landscape much better than Trump. So I think he will try to reach out to the Catholic voters, to the Catholic bishops, to the Catholic Church. It's not clear why, because one of the interesting elements of this election was his ability to bypass completely all mediation, cultural media mediation. And so I think he managed to bypass a lot of the cultural gatekeepers of the Catholic Church, bishops included. And so that will be interesting to see.
In terms of relations with the Vatican, the new president got off to a pretty bad start when the Pope was in the United States. They had a very public exchange over the building of walls, with the Pope calling for bridges, not walls, and so on. Do you expect him, in a certain sense, to try and overcome that, to try and mend fences, as it were, or not?
I think he will. I think he will try to become realistic at some point. The particular situation is that for how the Catholic Church is built, in a relationship with a difficult national leader, usually the local bishops, they have the role of those who draw the line and they set themselves as advocates on some issues, as defender of their people, of their nation in some particular circumstances, and the Vatican is the real politique actor. In this situation, my sense is that the Vatican will have to play both roles, to be both pragmatic with Trump in terms of respecting him as the legitimate president elected through national election, democratic election. At the same time, given what we know about Pope Francis, and he's being very clear on some very important issues like immigration, refugees, and so on, I think the Vatican will have to play also the role of drawing the line on some fundamental values because the Archbishops so far has been reluctant to do that, and I don't see their attitude changing vis-à-vis Trump. After their annual assembly of last November, they took a very pragmatic role in terms of wait and see. While 8 years before, when President Obama was elected, they were much more apocalyptic, saying we are going to wage these kind of fights with this administration. That was remarkable, actually.
You mentioned, of course, the issue of migration, which is perhaps the most obvious contrast, and yet there don't seem to be many areas of convergence if we think of, for example, the environmental priorities that Pope Francis has set out and many others on human rights, peacemaking and so on. Where do you see possible points of convergence?
Well, if I can think of one, it may be the idea that a certain kind of globalization without rules and without respect for the needs of the national workforce not to be displaced or put out of work through international agreements that are very obscure, that may be one of the areas, because Trump is a nationalist and he wants to fight for American jobs. And this is something Pope Francis may see something they can work with, because Pope Francis is a globalist, is a universalist, but not in the sense of the financial globalization that we have become accustomed to in these last few decades. So on all the other issues, I don't see how they can build a convergence. On that kind of reluctance to surrender completely to financial globalization, this is one area where there might be some agreement.
How soon, finally, do you expect to see the new president coming over here for a visit to the Vatican?
That's a very good question. As you know, as soon as the president is inaugurated, the most important period of time are the first 18 months, looking forward to the midterm election. So my guess is that if his number plummet and he will see that he needs the Catholic vote or a more established kind of support, he will come sooner than expected, probably. I don't see any other reason that he might be really interested coming to the Vatican, because his worldview is very limited and is not exactly enchanted with the old rites of diplomacy.